Next up, we go to Scott, Houston, Texas, first-time caller. Hey, Scott, good morning.
Hey, how you doing, George? Good talking to you. John, need to ask you a question. I got two on weather. Do you think either L.A. or Frisco is going to get hit with a major earthquake, like an 8-point to 9-point minimal? And do you think the Gulf Coast is going to get either a Katrina or an Ike this year?
Well, first I'll take care of the hurricane season prediction. In predictions for 2011, in predictions for 2010, I said that there would be a very quiet hurricane season. And it's interesting because the weather service was. It was, yeah. I'm not saying that for this one. This will be another 2005 kind of season. It may actually impact the Atlantic seaboard, southern end, more than it did in 2005. When I made a prediction in 1998 that the first five hurricane seasons, and this was published in the book 1000 for 2000 Startling Predictions, I made this prediction in 98. I said it again on Hannity and Colmes on December 31st, 1999, that there would be five hurricane seasons, first five between 2001 and 2005. We would lose New Orleans or Miami to the first supercharged super hurricane of global warming. Unfortunately, on the fifth season, New Orleans suffered its levee breaks, and unfortunately, I think that is fulfilled. I am still concerned about Miami, but I'm more concerned about Haiti, very much more concerned in this coming season. This may be one of the 12 catastrophes of 2011. Now, to your other issue about
earthquakes,
the Pacific Rim has gone through a very interesting process where, starting with Chile, going over to Christchurch, New Zealand, on the other corner of the great rim of volcanic seismic activity that rings the Pacific Ocean, it has now moved up to Sendai and Japan with the great tsunami and earthquake. We've had a couple superquakes in the last few years, quite an amazing high active period that I haven't seen since the...
Oh, you there? I think we've lost John.
Here I am.
There you are. Okay, good.
Yes. So the Chilean quake, we haven't seen this kind of activity since the 1960s. So early 1960s with the Alaska quake and the Chilean quake. My concern, starting in 2010 and 11, has been that now it's the turn of the northeastern or American coastline section of the Pacific Ring of Fire to have some major seismic or volcanic events. My concern is, of course, that there's, and you can read it in my website, there's an amazing synchronicity between full moons or first quarter square moons to the greatest earthquakes of the last few centuries. And it's too detailed to go into now, but it's amazing how they all seem to hit like that. That means that when you have certain astrological effects that are happening right now with the next full moon in this month in May, that's a heightened period of earthquake activity. However, I must say, and since many of my readers are asking about Comet Elenin, it is very interesting to see that every time the comet, as it's approaching Earth and the solar system, lines up with the sun and Earth, on that day, there has been that large 8.8 Chilean earthquake in early 2010, the Christchurch, the first of the two temblors that hit Christchurch, that was another time it lined up. And the third was exactly on the day of the great earthquake tsunami in Honshu Island of March. There are two more lineups coming up in September of this year and November of this year. These are times to be extra watchful for seismic activity on the Pacific coast. And since I live on the Pacific coast, in the Pacific Northwest, north of Seattle, I'm watching for this here too, because I think this region will probably get at between a 5 and 6 point magnitude earthquake in this year. And I am concerned that San Francisco and especially Los Angeles and San Diego are going to be vulnerable to a major seismic event also. If not in May, then perhaps in September or November.
You may be right. I think it's overdue. Geologist Jim Berkland, John, also feels, much like you, that these regions could get hit and hit in a very big way.
So Jim is very accurate, and one of the reasons why is that he thinks out of the box. He looks at more than just, earthquake predictions, a lot like being a weatherman. You have your science, but you also have to use your intuition. And certain things tell you, for instance, I predict a time where we will be able to calculate exactly when earthquakes are happening, when we start creating the instruments that can read the electromagnetic changes that actually have been responsible for some UFO sightings just before earthquakes. It's actually some kind of energy release that sometimes happens in the earth before the quakes. My friend of mine, who's an avid listener to Coast to Coast AM, Parivarto, she was in the Northridge quake in 1994, and she remembered when it started, she looked out her window and actually saw what looked like these bubbles of light coming out of the street as everything was rocking and rolling. And there is a phenomenon actually explained as some kind of energy release that happens in quakes.